Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you on this blessed Saturday. This is Brother Nate with the Church of Christ Alive. A message on the broadcast entitled Jesus' Word, the Midnight Cry Broadcast. The phone number is 515-605-9887. That's 515-605-9887. If you're having a prayer request, we'll pray with you. Having a question about the lesson, we'll do our best. The Lord Jesus answered for you. If you have any comments, we ask that you limit it to a minute and a half to 2 minutes. And if you call to get information on how to obtain a copy of the messages the Lord been sending through his angel messenger, we will get that to you as well. For those of you that don't like giving your prayer requests or your comments over the air, contact us at NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. That's NathanielHunt1971@gmail.com. And once again, we will get back to you. Amen. So, without further ado, we thank God for those of you listening. It is the 7 o'clock hour Central Standard Time here in the United States. It is Saturday. For those of you that follow us on Blog Talk Radio, you know what that means, the full gospel message with Brother Eddie Lee. And as we wait for our brother to come on, I want to take this opportunity to thank the Lord for all of you that are listening far and near. May the Lord continue to bless you, your family, and your loved ones in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory be to God. I want to give this quick word to those of you who are believers and listening. Be about your Father's business. Be not slothful in your calling. Amen. Be about your Father's business. Some of you have had your purpose revealed to you by the Lord, but you have been slothful. And the Lord said, repent and rise up. This is a time of haste. It's a time to be about our Father's business. So be not slothful in your calling. Repent of slothfulness and arise. There are some of God's people who act as if they cannot be replaced. And the Lord wants you to know that you can be replaced. But his desire is for you to do what he has commanded you to do. So arise. Too many times we find ourselves pursuing things other than God. And we have a dead set mind on these things. Some of God's people are seeking for money, things of this world, and their focus been more on that than they have been on the work of the Lord. Some of God's people don't even care, to be honest with you, about what the Lord has called them to do. In their mind, they think that this is the God life. You go to church on Sunday, you say a few hallelujahs, and you go back home, and you go to work. And many think that that is the life of a Christian. They think that they don't have to do a work for the Lord. They don't have to spread the message, the gospel, none of that. And they think that Jesus is pleased with them living that life that way. Well, I'm here to personally testify to you that that is not so. It grieves my Lord when his people sit around and do nothing, okay, when his people will not arise to what God has called them to do, okay, will not be active in the work of the Lord. And people, we're getting ready to head to a time where it's going to be more and more challenging just to get the gospel out, okay? Now, I'm here to give you this word. And it's going to require greater faith for us to do it. You say, you mean God still expects us to carry the work out? Yes, he does. Because he tells us that our faith will bring us through. Okay? He said, let nothing stand between you and him. Okay? So, even though we're heading to a time where it's going to be a greater challenge to give that word, that message of the Lord out, amen, the Lord still require our faith to bring us through and to do what God has commanded us to do. God bless you, sister. How you doing?
God bless. Doing good.
Amen. So we need to be about our Father's business. We need to rise up to what the Lord has called us to do. This is a short time. This is a time of haste. And so the Lord said to his people, be about his business. You have been called with a purpose. You know, some of you think that, well, I have to be in the ministry to give the word out. That's not true. If you are a born-again believer, you can give this word out to your neighbor, to the one that comes at the door. Mm-hmm. You can give this word out to the people. We're going to, once again, the challenges is finna get greater, people, to carry out the gospel. But our Lord is expecting us to still press through and carry this message out. So for those of you that think that, you know, it's nothing to it, you've been sitting back on your hands, okay, the Lord said he is going to require it of you in the last day. The blood of this generation is on the hands of those who profess to be of Christ. So understand that, you know, you're thinking that you're just sitting at home and that's the God life. You know, you say a couple hallelujahs in service and you go home. And there are some people who actually think that that is the way to live. Mm-hmm. Okay, they don't think that they have a work to do for the Lord, but we all have a work to do for the Lord. I have seen many people who don't even have a care about knowing what God has called them to do. Okay, I've seen that kind of spirit on people. I've seen that kind of attitude. And it's a Jesus love me moment where they throw up that word there, Jesus love me, and he understands. That'll be your two phrases that people have used for excuse. Okay? But the Lord said to be about his business. Repent. Repent and rise up. Repent, men of God. Repent, women of God. Rise up and be about your Father's business. Do not continue to let fear have you bound. Some of you are afraid to even go house to house because you're afraid of doors getting slammed in your face. You are afraid of people running and hiding from you. Now, is some people going to do those things? Yes, they are. Okay? Ain't no need of me sitting here lying to you and telling you that you're not going to encounter that. But if Satan sees that through that, he can keep us from spreading the word for people, he's going to move on man to do that just about every time. You're not going to miss someone. Everybody is not going to be receptive of the gospel, okay? Mm-hmm. It is God's will for all to be saved. It's the will of God. God wants everybody saved. But he knows the hearts of man. And so he gives man a chance. So in giving of this gospel. So everyone is not going to be receptive of the gospel. You are going to have some that will be. You are going to have some that you probably going to be surprised that will receive it. I'm just going to be honest. Amen. And then you got some you might be surprised who going to reject it. Okay? It goes either way because many times we think we can predict who's going to accept it and who's going to reject it.
Amen.
But see, we don't know the overall heart of a person. We can know what's something in their heart, but as far as knowing the fullness of the heart, only God has that access. Okay?
Amen.
He's the only one that knows a man's heart completely. Mm-hmm. Okay?
Amen.
And you're going to be surprised at the people that is going to accept it because it's going to be some people you thought that wouldn't even give it another thought. And then at the same time, you'll be surprised of those who will reject it. Because it may be some people you thought, well, surely, the way they act, the kind of person I've seen them, hey, surely this thing, I shouldn't even have to turn two words. Boom, they're going to accept it, but they're not, okay?
Amen.
So God gets us prepared to face that. You know, everyone,
Amen.
If you just read the Bible alone, everyone that carried the word out was not received with pleasantness, okay?
Mm-hmm.
So everybody was not invited to come back the next day, amen? Everybody
mm-hmm.
was not on everybody's popularity list, okay? So
amen.
I'm here to tell you, be steadfast, continue in the faith, and watch what the Lord is going to do. God bless you, Brother Lee and Sister Anderson. God bless you. How y'all doing?
Yeah. Oh, amen.
God bless you, brother.
God bless you, brother. Don't stop on my bad.
Well, we got, well, we thank God for you all coming in. Another blessed day.
Amen.
And thank God for another opportunity to give the word of God out today. So,
amen.
Amen, brother.
Yeah. Well, this is a celebration. Every day the Lord gives us,
mm-hmm.
we celebrate that opportunity and that blessing. Just want to say, to Talk Block Radio, and to all those who are listening around the world, we are greatly privileged and greatly blessed that you're taking time to listen to us and consider what we say. I want to say that our brother who spoke before me, the moderator, Nathaniel Hunt, Brother Nathaniel Hunt, Elder Nathaniel Hunt, of Durant,
Amen.
Mississippi, the blessed servant of God who's doing a great and mighty thing to share the light of Christ and the gospel, using Talk Block Radio to reach many who have an ear to hear. So we're grateful for him in particular. And the people where he lives in his area are blessed, double blessed to have a man of God, Brother Nate, because everybody don't have that. So if y'all don't want him down there, you can send him up here. Send my brother up here. I would appreciate him highly. And it's a special honor. Brother, you can pack your bags and come up here. I don't have Brother Robert Gross anymore, the man standing in the gap, so I understand. So, you know, when you have a gift given to you, you should highly appreciate it.
Amen.
So when you have a not only the man of God, the women of God also. Brother Nate has been given a special mission and calling and talent. So everybody don't have that. I keep telling that. Everybody don't have that. So I say y'all have a special gift there that live in your area. Then honor God and give respect
Amen.
To that. All right.
Amen.
Listen, the Church of Christ has some people that are graced with grace, but very few can measure up to the dedication of Brother Nathaniel Hunt. Very few. And I'll say that over again, openly, closed door, behind the door. So I appreciate my brother Nathaniel Hunt. He's a lot of help and courage to me and faith to me. Watching him over the years, Brother Robert Gross had the same like faith and dedication. He's not here. He's gone. I miss him terribly.
Amen.
Wow.
Amen.
My God. Oh, blessed be. I was thinking about my the people who were a guidance to me in the beginning. Elder Gus Treadwell, which many of you never met in Chicago. Elder Gus Treadwell, my mentor.
Mm-hmm.
A man that I didn't happen to stumble upon, knock on this door, which I don't think, I don't believe in luck. I don't believe in coincidence.
Amen.
And I happened to knock on Elder Gus Trevor's door, passing, I was working in a political campaign, like they have in mayor and alderman's command just today, like in Chicago. I was working in a political campaign. I happened to knock on his door. And I know God arranged that. Jesus uh-huh. arranged that. And I happened, not by chance or luck, as people call it, directed to knock on Elder Gus Trail at 4800 South Evans Avenue on the corner there. And I passed by that same place that he lived on 40 years ago, 45 years ago, knocking on this door, not by accident, not coincidence. And he cried out to his wife, who came to the door, and I gave her the, you know, the religious, I'm not the political pamphlet, and he cried out to his wife, Anna, give him the book. Give him the book. I said, what book? The angel of the Lord that's coming with a message. I said, oh, really? And I took the message about the angel of the Lord coming in this generation. And he said, come back and see me. Come back. I said, okay, I'll come back and talk with you about this angel message visiting today, the Elias John. So I took it, and I kept on with my political campaign work, and I came back, like I said, and visited him. So I don't believe this is all coincidental.
Amen.
Accidental.
Uh-uh.
God appoints time and seasons.
Amen.
I said the Lord God appoints time and seasons.
Amen.
So, hallelujah. Glory to God.
Yeah.
Because he knew in my heart I was searching and seeking for the better way.
Mm-hmm.
The assured way. I had visited a lot of churches. I started visiting churches when I was in the military. I got in the military, and I said, I got to find my way, find the Lord. My people were great, wonderful people, Baptist, dedicated, loving people. But I knew that wasn't for me. Somehow I knew that, even though I appreciate it.
Uh-huh.
By the time I was 12 years of age. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But anyway, we're glad to be talking to people and sharing with people and loving people and having this broadcast. So I say to all of the people out there, wherever you are, you can get a link up and get some of the teachings of Brother Nathaniel Hunt, who mostly, I guess most of the time he's on 5 days or 4 days a week, Talk Block Radio. And you will be blessed tremendously. And listen, we don't ask you on this broadcast, we don't ask you for no money, no handout or nothing. You know, freely we have received the gospel freely. It takes money to take it to the world. Let's not be deceptive. Anything you do in the earth, you want to acquire money to go and take it. Of course it is. But we never ask anyone for anything. And so that I'm grateful for. But the Nate didn't spend his time begging for no money. I mean, he didn't even ask you if you want to give. That's up to you want to give, but you don't ask for anything. Because the Lord does not provide, if he cannot provide for something that you're supposed to do, then, well, if he can't provide, you know, maybe he ain't in it. I don't know.
Yeah,
if the Lord sends you on a mission or purpose and he don't provide, then that's a signal maybe you move ahead or you move too quick, whatever you want.
Yeah.
Amen. Okay, Brother Anderson, your time now.
Amen.
Hello, Brother.
Amen.
Hello,
Brother Anderson. Amen.
Okay.
He's sitting right here.
Oh, wait
right
a minute,
here.
Brother. I know you were sitting there. I didn't know you were sitting there.
Right.
I don't have to pretend. I don't like pretenders.
Yeah.
I never did. Now, I got faults now. I'm not saying I ain't got no faults now. I got some and you got some too. We all got some.
Yeah.
Some people got more than others.
Okay.
But I like Brother Anderson because he's not a pretender.
Amen.
He never
Amen.
Was a pretender. And, you know, he always tell you what's in his heart and his mind, and he'll cut it off. He won't tell you everything. Mostly he knows when to cease from talking. I give him credit for those things. That's just what I love him. Hallelujah. I love him. Now, I mean, he don't ask for no praise or nothing like that, but I'm just giving. You know one thing? We need to honor and appreciate one another.
Amen.
We need to honor and appreciate one another.
Amen.
And value one another.
Amen.
Because God did not put us together just to put us together. He appoints time and seasons. So anyway, I thought I'd say that. Amen.
Amen.
Say the better days are yet ahead. The better time for the Lord is yet ahead. So don't faint. Don't give up. Don't faint along the way because you feel like fainting sometimes. And don't give up.
Amen.
You know, the trials can be difficult at times. And they've been hitting Brother Nate pretty heavy lately. Devil, you must be giving the devil a lot of problems, Brother Nate.
I hope he's in pain, brother. I hope he's in pain.
Let's try to give him a migraine headache. Double. Amen. Let's try to give him a double for his trouble. He's a rotten, broken winged devil. There's no doubt. But
yeah,
I am grateful today. There are some things that happened in my life. I don't know how I got through them. But I do know. There were things so hard that I didn't know whether I was going to get through them. Because things can be so difficult at times, and the trying of your faith tested to the uttermost. And you can say, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Amen.
I mean, I don't know why the devil hates me so, or Brother Nate. I'm not a bad that bad. I'm not as bad as some people. Well, I don't know why he hates me so. And Brother Nate, he hates them. You hate Brother Nate. Brother Nate, you don't. I'm in second place. You're in the first place now.
Long as we hurting them, brother. Long as we hurting. Long as we hurting.
Okay. Could we pray in the name of Jesus and ask the Lord to bless our brother Nate that he has. Our brother, that God bless him and his family and his mission and his purpose, his home, his marriage, his children, and his vision.
Amen.
Yes, for the word of God. God bless our brother exceedingly his desire for the kingdom of God. And let your hand be upon his family, his wife, and his children and grandchildren, and the work of the Lord. Prosper him and bless him in Jesus' name.
Yes,
amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Thanks.
You know, I was thinking about the man that mentored me. The man that mentored me. Somebody out there talking? Oh, we got somebody in the background.
I think somebody in the background.
Oh, okay. Oh, the baby wants to talk?
A baby.
Oh, he wants
a baby.
He want to say something? Okay. Well, let the Lord touch him. He may have a message for us. A miracle.
Amen. Amen.
There was an event I heard years ago. A baby was born. And the baby, as he was born, he says, Jesus is coming soon.
Mm-hmm.
And the baby just died. That was his mission.
Amen.
He came in the world, and he opened his mouth, and he said, Jesus Christ is coming soon. And then he left.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
So he completed his mission.
Amen.
Yeah.
You know, no matter how long or how short you live, the thing you want on your resume, I completed my mission for God.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yes.
Amen.
Amen.
Doesn't matter how so much how long you live.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you do. It's what you do with the time that's given to you.
Oh yes,
and
Lord.
Complete your mission.
Amen.
Just like that baby was born and he gave the message and he left and went back. It was
mm-hmm.
over. Thanks be to God for another day.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh, we've been talking about the strategy of the devil and the kingdom of darkness, and especially about the hierarchy of Satan's kingdom and how he works, and the order of his kingdom. And I'm not going to spend too much time a little on the strategy of the Satan. Get on the strategy of the Lord and how Satan works, how his kingdom is set up, and how demons work. Okay. I was reading today. I happened to go to the grocery line and look at this little book. I had looked at this, and I was looking what Brother Nate and Brother Robert was teaching on the secret orders and secret cults. And I had looked at those things in a little while. I used to look at these things kind of years ago and dip into them. And Elder Nathaniel Hunt and Brother Robert Cross, over a year or so and a half, was doing a series on the secret cults, secret orders. And I was looking in the magazine about the Illuminati and Skulls and Bones and
mm-hmm.
I mean, it was Freemasons and the Ku Klux Klan and where it come from, and all the different groups and Shriners and Rosicrucians and all kind of secret orders. Now, I never really fully understand in the record that the Lord gave to the Indians when he visited the Indians over here, and he gave them this sacred record, a book. And in that book that he gave to the Indians about the gospel and his plan, he talked a lot about secret orders. A lot of things are spoken in that book, secret orders,
mm-hmm.
with the downfall of the Lamanites and the Nephites mm-hmm. and all them knights.
Amen.
Secret
Amen.
Orders. Occultic mm-hmm. orders, demonic secret orders. And I was looking through this book today. My father was a man I admire, and my grandfather above most all men. And I'm not just putting on it because he was my father. You know, they were my grandfather just because they had, but they showed me a lot of things by their lives and what they taught me, my grandfather, Daniel, Lee, and James. Now, my father, he was a Freemason, a master Mason. Most people in the South, in the Baptist church, or mostly Baptist, were in a Masonic order because it's a way to help them to deliver them in the times of a racist division in the South. And they entered to a Mason, and it saved some of their lives. I can't go into it, but my father was high in a Mason, and he was in Vicksburg, Mississippi, in the Southern KK town, and you know that being a high Mason could deliver them. So from a lot of stuff.
Yes.
Nobody that don't live in the deep south, why most, a lot of black men joined the Freemasons and why they joined them. And what it did to help them in their natural lives from day to day. Because I've seen my uncle and my father get stopped by highway policemen and all them crooks, and they would give that Mason sign, and they say, okay, go on now, go on, get off the road, go, go. My uncle, he'd be drunk. He said, okay, get up, get going. You know, they would do things because they belong to that order. But I'm not going to dwell on that tonight. Brother Nate, the Nanga Hunt, all the people around the world want to know about the secret orders and all the nations of the earth, the world, of how they're operating, how Satan is operating and using secret orders, and to go all the way to the tops in the government. I was reading how many presidents belong to these secret orders and these secret places. Very amazing.
Amen.
Very revealing.
Amen.
And there were more secret orders, but they didn't give in depth. I noticed, but as I read the book, they didn't go into depth. There was some stuff I had found out already before I read the book. They didn't put that in there. That was too hard.
No.
That was too hard, bro.
No way. They didn't want to. They didn't want to do that.
No. They only gave me, they talk about each of these groups, but they only gave me what I call a shadow. But they wouldn't go into the depth. No, because I had a book. My father always said, when I was a little kid, don't mess with none of my books. And he would hide them in the chair. So as a little kid, I went in there anyway and looked at them too. And he had a 32 pistol in there. And so I would take it out also and look at it. Kids, curiosity.
Yeah, right. Kids.
Deep trouble. Get you in deep trouble. Whenever you got a weapon in the house, I'll tell anybody, a hand weapon, do not put it in the place where your kids can get it. Put it high away or lock it up away.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Especially now.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And people are very careless with this.
Mm-hmm.
Great tragedies come out of it.
Right. Amen.
6-year-old boy. The other 2 weeks ago, 6-year-old boy got a weapon from his family home and went and shot the teacher. Mm-hmm. Was going to shoot a few other people, probably. Now, what motivated him to do that?
Mm-hmm.
The other day, this man, yesterday, he shot his son, his daughter, his wife, and another person. Just shot all of them, killed them all. Now, what's behind all this stuff, the serial killers? And you see this happening more and more. Now, I'm hearing this every other day, almost like.
Amen. Amen.
I mean, it used to be once in a while, you know, you hear stuff like that. But as we live now, it's increasing. I'm hearing stuff I ain't never heard in my life.
Amen.
Yeah. Whole family. Me and Brother Robbins talk about this, about what was coming in Brother Clark's days, about how suicide was going to be on the rise, kids going to suicide. How they're going to shoot whole families and kill. And we was talking about what was coming. And we would write it down. Things, you know, 25 years ago, 30, we talk about these things. These things are coming. How the banking system was going to close, the financial, the web system. Grocery stores going to close in these big cities. And how police going to quit. How riots going to be in the cities. Racial riots. And all these things we saw coming.
And
we spoke about. Right now, there is no fear among people. They don't even fear the church anymore. And it's partial our fault anyway. I'm going to put it all on them. But they don't fear the church anymore, the church of Jesus. But they don't fear. I remember a time when people when just a church person, a saint walking in the street, the guys were just clear the street. Just clear the street. They had an awe about Christian people, especially the sanctified. If they were sanctified, they would quit dicing and dumping and cursing. They were, I'm sorry, man. But now, Pee Wee will shoot you and call you a bunch of names.
You're not.
Amen.
Wow. All right, then. Talking about the strong man. In Genesis, why? And this has been on me for a long time. How the devil wants the children most of all of our generation.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Our seed, our progenitors, mm-hmm. He wants our children.
Amen.
And the place he starts at, now this is where the devil starts at.
Mm-hmm.
He starts in the mother's womb.
Yes.
Now, those people don't mean to understand where the devil starts at, because he starts before they even get born.
Sure now.
I read the scripture where the Lord says to bless the womb that bear it, and bless them where they're in the womb. And when they get here, offer them unto the Lord God.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
I begin to understand why he's, you know, when I read all these things, you know, I said, oh, okay, no big deal. I'm beginning to see how big a deal it is.
Amen.
When the child is in the womb, what the mother is doing is going to affect that child in the womb.
Amen. Amen.
And after they come out.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so the devil begins his work in the womb.
Mm-hmm.
And I've said this, and I've talked this about this before. Most people don't not know and understand the law of God, why the devil hates the marriage covenant. We don't need none of that paper. We don't need that junk. We already married. We love one another.
Hmm.
And most people do not understand the laws of God when he says, and he brought Adam together and gave him her out of her side. Now, the marriage covenant before God and for the devil is very important.
Yes.
That's why one of the reasons the devil don't want many of these young people to get married.
Mm-hmm.
I bet you don't know the two reasons why he don't want people to get married under a legal covenant. Well, the marriage may not last. I'm not saying it's going to be perfect. But you not know why the marriage covenant is one of the two covenants. The one that you make with Christ, the first, that's the most important. And the second one is the marriage covenant.
Mm-hmm.
Why are they so important? Well, if you search the scriptures, you might find out. If you just use the common sense, you might find out.
Yeah.
Wow. He wants the child to be born outside of the covenant of marriage because there's a covering in marriage.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you ain't got to be saved, but the marriage covenant is for all, saved and unsaved. There's a safety net. Now, that's why you see the devil pushing all this stuff. Oh, we're already married. We don't need no white man's law telling us what to do. We don't need that junk. Why? Because the Lord instituted marriage in the Garden of Eden. The covenant of marriage.
Amen.
And it is. Why? That's two and three reasons. Now, this is the reason that Satan has a kind of an open door to attack children, even in the womb. No? Why do you think some children come here with an imposition like their mother or their father? And mother, she's doing everything while she's carrying a child, drugging it up and drinking it up and smoking it up and cursing it up and doing all kinds of stuff. Everything affects the child in the womb.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Mm. Oh, yeah.
Quite a few children are coming out disabled, dysfunctional.
Mm-hmm.
All it is.
Amen.
Amen.
Well, let's try to counsel some of the works of the devil. I mean, it takes a consistent thing.
Amen.
To break some of these curses that come upon children from their womb, and curses that they get here.
Amen.
To counsel through the blood of Christ, to counsel some of all this junk that the devil is able to do, and our rebellion calls.
Amen.
Our rebellion. You talk to your daughter or your son, you say, son, you ought to be, you know, getting married now. You having children, dad, you having these babies, and so you ought to marry the girl, or the girl, or leave her alone, or something.
Hmm.
Oh, yes. Dad, dad, we all right. Or the girl say, and the girl have the first baby. Well, we in love, and then she have the second baby, and we all. Now, this is the Western world. They don't allow that in the Arabic world. You know why? You know why they don't allow it in Islam?
Mm-hmm.
Now, Islam is a false religion now. Islam is a false religion.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering what the Bible says. But you know why in the Middle East, they don't allow all this pregnancy?
Hmm. Mm-hmm.
Why? In their culture, in the Hindu culture, in the Islamic culture. Why?
Mm-hmm.
Why so much in America, in the Western culture? Everything goes in America. Everything is all right. Everything you do is all good.
Oh.
It's called freedom, liberty. Okay. All right.
There we go. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Yeah. God wants the seed blessed because he wants all the children to come to him. That's why Jesus said in 18th chapter of Matthew, suffer the little children while they are early and young.
Uh-huh.
That's the time, immediately.
Amen.
Suffer the little children to come unto me, for such is an example of the kingdom.
Amen.
Whenever a child begins to ask you about the Lord and about Jesus, snap on it real damn quick.
Amen.
Because children watch everything that parents do and say.
Mm-hmm.
Children from the early time, because the parents are the teacher and the
example.
And children at 1 year or 2 years God watching you, everything you say and do.
Sure
and
enough.
He's taking it in.
So
yeah.
True.
Because you are the teacher.
Yeah.
You're the example. You are the God to them.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
Satan's looking for a home, and he wants the children.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Wants our family, our children. Our seed belongs to the Lord.
Yes, the Lord.
Yes,
amen.
They have to make their own choice, I know.
Mm-hmm.
But we can help them, steer them in the right direction, and come against the devil who has planned to steal them. Satan is a robber and a thief.
Amen.
He come to rob. And to kill. He tried to kill Moses when he was born. Look at all the children he tried to kill. He tried to kill Jesus when he was a baby. Why?
Amen. Amen. Yeah.
Why do you think most of the false religions, pagan religions, when they worship the false gods of Satan, they had to offer their baby as a sacrifice?
Mm-hmm.
Go look at it. Most of them have to have a baby sacrifice.
Yeah.
Do you know why all the missing children in America, they don't tell you about it, is over 100,000 or 1,000 are missing children and young girls and boys are missing?
Yes. Yep.
Now you got to bless your children. I'm telling you, we live in a wicked, vile, corrupt world.
Amen.
Yeah.
When I would suggest to y'all, when y'all pray for your children, if you had little children, you have before they leave out the house, and bless the Lord when they get back, and then teach them the word of the Lord quickly. And release the angel of the Lord to go before them and the blood to cover them.
Amen.
Teach them a Bible verse to use against the wicked one that come against them and train them. Early.
Amen.
And then anoint your house and pray around your house. Go around your house and anoint it and anoint in on your house and anoint your children. Well, I mean, just a suggestion. I've been telling people this, but they do what they want to do.
Amen.
The strong man who come to rob and steal, John said. He wants not only you outside, but he wants your seed and my seed. In Genesis, when the Lord chose Abram and made him be Abraham, he said, I'm going to bless you. Your seed, Abraham's seed, because in Abraham was deliverance and salvation for the whole world, Jesus the Christ. Jesus had not been born, but the seed of faith said he was coming. And the devil became kind of halfway knowing, because he don't know everything. He ran around trying to find out a lot of stuff. But immediately he started working against Abraham and Isaac and Jacob because he knew the seed of deliverance was coming. He didn't know exactly, the devil didn't know exactly, but he knew it was coming. And he watched it. And he got Cain to curse and kill his brother Abel to stop the seed from being born. And he continued to trying to destroy the seed that's going to bring salvation. And it got to Abram and Abraham. And Satan was trying to kill them all along the way. I mean, it was just stop the seed of salvation. He said, Abraham, I'm going to look from Genesis to 14 all the way to 18:20. He said, I'm going to bless you and your seed seed shall be blessed. And they're going to cover the earth. As the stars in heaven and the sands of the sea.
Amen.
Now,
we're
just about out of time today, and we're going to start out with my seed and your seed. I know some of them are grown and all that. That don't mean God can't deal with the grown ones, too. He can knock their head against the wall, too.
Amen.
Sometimes they have to knock their head against the wall three or four times. My mother used to whoop you with a switch, and then she'll go away and she'd think about it a little while and say, I'm going to get you to this and start over again. Seemed like they had perfect memories. And they'll get on that switch and, well, I'm going to get you for this, too. I forgot about this. I put it on you once again.
Amen.
Sometimes Sometimes Jesus has to do a knocking to us, a lot of knocking.
Amen. Amen.
Shake people loose. So today we got 10 minutes left.
Jesus.
Why don't you, as we got these 10 minutes, start naming people, you know, we start with our own personal families, children and grandchildren, if you want to name 1, 2, 3, and then we'll continue tomorrow and tomorrow. You want to start, but where you start it is at your seed, your personal seed. Okay. Well, my seed is, let's see, Dan Josiah Lee, my grandson, and son. I'll start with those three. Nobody got anything else to eat? Okay.
Okay.
Praise my own, then. Everybody else don't have no
food. Ruben, Fatina, Anna, Timothy, Jalen, Dorian. My seed is Jamie and Detwan and Brandon.
I start with John, Crystal, Christy, Olivia, and Jonathan.
I start with Marlena, Regina, and Morgan.
Okay. No one else. Okay. All right.
And Baby John.
Huh?
And Baby John.
Okay, Baby John. Yeah. Absolutely. Hallelujah.
Lord
God, because you have made a promise that our seed,
Lord Jesus,
belongs to you.
Yes, Lord.
And every male child in Israel had to be brought and dedicated to the Lord God of Israel.
Yes,
when they were 8 days
or
8 years to be circumcised and dedicated to the living God.
Jesus. Yes, Lord.
In our days on earth, my mother, my father brought us to the church and dedicated to a godmother who gave us a godmother to pray over our lives.
Yes, Lord.
So here we are today. Our children and our seed, the devil wants. He's a robber and a thief. There's no doubt about it.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
So we come to the altar where the blood is sprinkled with the promise concerning our children. And our seed
Lord Jesus.
We reclaim them.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
As Paul said in Acts 16 and 30 and 31, and our seed shall be saved.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
According to the covenant of promise. To recover them for the service and the purpose the Lord God brought them here.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
For the kingdom and the glory of God.
For the glory of Lord Jesus.
We come against the strong man, the thief, the robber, to bind them over our children.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
In our path. Our children and our children and children.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Satan, you cannot have our children rebuke you.
Satan, the Lord rebuke you.
Our children, as Abraham blessed Isaac and blessed Jacob, Lord God, your word is good today.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We come through the blood of Christ.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
That our children are precious and the things come to steal. Yes. But we come to reclaim
and
to
reclaim
that you would vivid them and vivid them and take them and disturb them and awake them in the name of Jesus and recover them on their feet.
Jesus, yes, Lord.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Recover.
Send your ministering angel.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Send your ministering angel.
Send your
yes,
men,
Lord Jesus.
Whatever it takes, whatever it takes, mm-hmm. Lord, awake them.
Yes.
Remind them.
Awake.
Yes,
Lord
Jesus.
Remind
them. Lord
Jesus. Oh,
yes.
They belong to you, Lord.
Jesus.
We reclaim it in the covenant.
Yes, Lord.
Satan, strong man, that blind in his feet. We come against the strong man with the sword of the Lord.
Yes,
the
Lord
sword
Jesus.
Of the Lord.
Yes.
The weapon
Lord
of the Lord. Release the sword against your works.
Yes,
in
Lord
name.
Jesus.
Lord, you are mighty to deliver.
Strong man.
Yes,
come
Lord.
Come
agree with it. You're mighty
to save.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Wow.
Yes.
Yes, Jesus.
Precious feet.
Precious
cut off the curse of the enemy.
Yes,
Lord.
Lord. Jesus.
Cut off the curse.
Yes,
Lord Jesus.
Jesus. In the
hallelujah.
Name of Jesus. Cut off the curse.
In Jesus'
name.
Thank
you,
Jesus.
Yes,
yes, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Satan.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Jesus
hallelujah.
Is the father of lies.
Yes.
Father of deceit.
Yes, Father.
Lord.
Well, we come against you, liar and deceiver.
Against
yes,
you, liar.
Lord
liar.
Yes,
and we
Lord.
Find your works of deceiving
we
and lying.
Yes.
Of deceiving.
Your works.
Find
deceiving.
Yes.
Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord Jesus.
Overthrow the works of the enemy. We sprinkle
oh,
the
yes,
blood
Lord Jesus.
From.
Yes.
Help.
Yes, Lord.
Help us, Lord
yes,
Jesus.
Help us, Lord
there
Jesus.
May be adults. There may be older. But, Lord, we
yes,
get to claim liberty over there.
Yes,
as
yes
Abraham
Lord
blessed
Jesus.
Isaac blessed Jacob in the house of Israel.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
We bless you, the rock of our salvation. And we love you. And we praise
yes,
you.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Keeper of your promise. Bring us
yes,
to
Lord
you.
Jesus.
Jesus.
And our
yes,
failures
Lord.
And our mistakes will be no more beyond them.
Jesus.
We rise as a people, mighty and strong.
Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
Awaken Jesus. The Church of Christ and all the people of God outside
yes.
of them.
Yes,
in
Jesus Lord
name.
Jesus.
You care about
Jesus.
All.
Yes, Lord.
Lord.
Thank you,
thank
Lord.
You.
Thank you,
Jesus. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus. Thank
hallelujah.
You, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, Jesus.
Well, we have to start that rope somewhere because you have to start and continue.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
To reclaim our seed as Abraham blessed his
yes,
seed
Lord.
And seed.
Yes,
and so we are the
yes
seed
Lord
Jesus.
Jesus.
And that means our children actually belong to the Lord, and he included them in his death and on his resurrection that our children should know the Lord and serve him from the beginning.
Amen.
This is the law in Israel. So is the law in Christ. So, okay,
amen.
Children, God bless you.
God
hallelujah.
Bless.
You get to
yeah.
join. You know, Wyoming, Mississippi got hit, and 23 people got killed in Wyoming, Mississippi, and the other place it hit in Mississippi. What's the other place?
Rollinfall had
43
people killed.
Oh, I know about
yeah.
Rollinfall. Oh, I know
yeah,
about
they said
I live.
They said Rolling Fork
I,
is no more. Is no more.
Mm-mm.
I know about Rolling Fork because when I lived in Vicksburg,
mm-hmm.
my parents used to go to Rolling Fork. They had people in Rolling Fork. I know about Rolling Fork.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Silver had two covenants, a home to get a store.
Let's remember
those
people. Let's remember the people in those towns and those
yeah,
places.
Yeah.
Remember the blood speaks from the ground on these places.
Amen.
Yes.
Oh,
a lot
yeah,
of
Israel
blood is filled those places.
Yeah. They did
amen.
A lot of,
yeah.
All right, then. May the Lord bless you. May the Lord see you tomorrow night. The Lord's good way. Love you all. Brother Addison, hello. I'm working on my weight, Brother Allison.
Oh, that's a blessing. I was talking to Ruben about that today and his weight.
I'm working on my rough task.
Yeah.
Amen. God bless you all.
God bless. Thank God for the blessed word of Lord. Thank God for all you've been listening. Once again, we'll be back tomorrow night. And so once again, may the Lord bless you and keep you in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless.
Amen. God bless.